Hey, Red Edition, I am a mathematical genius. Y'all may not have known that. I can prove it. Take your age and add it right now to the year you were born, and I know the answer. Ooh, I got it. 2018. Am I right? Ah, genius. Just saying. Hey, there's been more riots in the last 2 years since president has been president than I think in the history of America, certainly within the last, you know, of memory, 20, 30 years, and probably since forever. Okay, we have a woman in Australia, and she said in a writing on a blog, she said, Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad, he's a bad guy. He was in his 50s, and he married a six-year-old girl, and that would be a, you know, pedophilia thing, right? And so the Muslim community sued her, and actually this was in Vienna. I think I said Australia, if I did, strike that. In Vienna, and the court convicted her in 2011 of you know, doing this, and that's really bad, ordered her to pay a fine plus legal costs. So, of course, she appealed it, and she lost the appeal. And what happened in court was that there's really no freedom of speech. I mean, it certainly doesn't extend to include defaming the Prophet of Islam. And that's just that. Whereas over in Canada now, we have an ice cream chain. I think it's called Sweet Jesus or something like that. And there's 20, maybe 30 stores. I'm a little vague there, but I know it's a prosperous business. And Jesus' name is used in vain. And now you do this with Muhammad and whap, whap, whap. You're not allowed to do that. Is there a message in that? You all figure that out. A staggering 84% of Americans oppose sanctuary cities. The rest are raging liberals who unfortunately run things. They're in charge, right? You have the inmates running the asylum. And wow. And then you have the state of California. It's a sanctuary state. Everybody's allowed to come in. Come on in. We'll give you free stuff. Who pays for the free stuff? Of course, the people that work, and nobody really wants that to happen. So again, a staggering 84%. And I'd like to see how that question was framed. I would be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if it was 100%, maybe 102%. Nobody wants to bring all these people in without following some rules. In Canada, this guy that leads the country, the prime mistake, he's Teflon. I mean, I guess people like him. I don't get it. I won't get it. But you know what? You got to kind of go with what's going on. And he has 40% support right now. The Conservative Party in Canada, thought to be, you know, the great white hope that can pull us out of this mess. They're at 29%, so call them 30. And that would mean that 70% of Canadians don't vote Conservative and they don't like him. And that would mean that 70% is actually left wing in Canada, because when they aren't voting for the Liberals, they're voting for the Greens and the Socialist Party and so on. And in addition to that insult, we have another one. Canadians, another 60% of them, believe that Trudeau has the qualities of a great political leader. And 40%, that's 20% less, believe that Scheer, who's the leader of the Conservative Party, has qualities, and that's kind of if sort of maybe. Guys, for heaven's sakes, be patriotic, save the country. Scheer, step down. Conservatives, become conservative. Can't we have a call to action here? Don't you guys get it? I mean, for years and years, nobody votes for you. The only reason why you've even formed a government, and when you did, you didn't do anything with it, you had an opportunity. And the only reason, though, back to that is because the parties are split, right? The vote is split because there's three, possibly four left-wing parties. And up to now, there's only been one conservative party. Now, there is another one coming into play, and it's called the People's Party of Canada. And in this vote affair thing, or poll, I guess, it came out at 1.4%. That's unfortunate. That's very low. That makes me sad. But it's kind of new in the game, so we'll see what happens. CNN, the president, CEO of CNN, is after Trump for all of these mail bombs that have gone out to all of these Democrat people. And Jeff Zucker, he's saying fake news. And every time you speak of it, Mr. President, you know, people get influenced. And now we have all these bombs coming to all of us Democrat types, us left-wing whack types. And Mr. President, words matter. This is coming from a wordsmith at the largest fake news organization in the world. Words matter? Really? Thinking matters? You also try it sometime. Him I met, not you. You come back here tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.